Welcome to The Download here on WGN Radio and WGNRadio.com. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my guest today is a Chicago indie pop artist, Jack Larson. He's out with a brand new track called Ugly. Track Ugly. The artist Jack Larson burst on the scene with his EP Push Ups. The 22-year-old singer-songwriter's from St. Charles. And this summer, this spring, he signed with the hip-hop record label Closed Sessions. Larson's getting great reviews for the EP, but also for the new music, and he's in studio with me now. Jack, thanks for being here.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.
You are you grew up in St. Charles in the Chicago area. I love reading the national press because it always says about an hour outside of Chicago. But
since we're
Chicago, we got to give our love to St. Charles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about the new music. What about Ugly is different than what you just put out with Push Ups?
It's more pop in a sense. Push Ups had an indie feel. I feel like Ugly, I just kind of got hit by the pop bug and just wanted to like branch out and try that kind of sound. It's a song that like, we'll see, like the Push Ups EP was kind of like my first release into the music world as like a cohesive project, and I kind of like, it came out and a few months after, I'm just like sitting, you know, kind of like soaking up all of the reactions to it and kind of just analyzing how I should approach my next music differently. So Ugly was kind of the first song where I took like the director's chair and made sure that like every part of the track was like something that I was had control over in a way.
Right.
Where I kind of just realized that like I'm a solo artist, and this pop track is something that like I've always wanted to do. So I just decided to, well, my friend from Canada came over in May and we created it there, and it was just like a nice little embarkment down a different path, because I feel like music should always have like the best of your parts, but it should always be evolving and changing. And so I'm proud of the single because it is something that's, it strays away from the EP in a way. It has the same elements, but it strays away in the sense that, hey, this is like me taking over and
let's
try
out
this pop game.
Do you like the idea as an artist? Are you the kind of artist who likes the solo work, that likes to go in now and control the music, the breakdown, the guitar track, the everything about it beyond just what you sort of wrote?
Yeah, totally. Growing up, I was mostly just like honing my voice, focusing on how to record, mix, and engineer myself. And that took a lot of time to like learn. And I started in high school. And then now, like meeting other collaborators and people that I've worked with on my music, I've learned so much outside of just recording my voice, engineering. I've learned so much on the production front and aspects of that. So yeah, definitely as a solo artist, I feel like it's important that the sound, the final product, is 100% like what my brain wants or what my musical taste is.
Right.
And yeah, so that just that does come with like sitting in the director's chair and making sure, you know, the arrangement's correct and properly aligned with what I think it should be. And it's something that is new to me, but I'm very like looking forward to making my next music with me just like taking charge, because I'm now like starting to self-produce everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, Closed Sessions, which is a great indie hip-hop R&B label, you signed with them. I know them, and they've been on the download a couple of times, but they sell the strength of their ensemble. They sell the strength of the collaboration, the idea of all these artists kind of coming together, whether it be Kwaku Collins or any of the producers that work there. Do you see that as a plus for you? As a solo artist who loves to have control and arrange the things yourself, do you see it as a plus that you now are part of a family that loves to mix it up?
Yeah, I mean, it's different in a way, because the whole Closed Sessions has definitely like got that hip-hop, brand, in a way. And yeah, coming into it, it was like, well, how am I going to be able to work with anyone? And I have like sat in the studio with a few artists, and it's been really like fluid and clean, like no problems. But that doesn't necessarily like mean I'm like I have like a force to work with them. Like I'm forced to, collaborate. It just, if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
It's more just, I feel like the label's more about like relationships, and if like a song comes together between artists, it does. If not, it's cool. I think it's also interesting. Yeah, you could have people on the label like going very hard, like creating like almost a joint project or something. But like you can also have artists like reach out to other people across the country, like I have, because I grew up on like the internet. And so every collaborator I've met has been through a Twitter or Instagram DM.
Well,
so that's all I'm like accustomed
to. Yeah, and there's so your story, you know, you describe yourself as an introvert, and you have, you know, a lot of times they will say the bedroom artist turned pop singer. You spent a lot of your early days in high school reaching out to people through the internet to collaborate with, but that was a lot of overcoming the idea that maybe you're an introvert, that you're shyer than others, but you were able to collaborate through the internet. Talk about that. Talk about how that helped you as an artist to be in a position where you could collaborate without actually having to be in the room with somebody.
I think it's just, it's weird. It's a weird like little path. So like you said, I grew up in the suburbs, and there's an incredible like art talent. There's so much talent in the suburbs, art-wise. But it's not, like, the biggest art scene, you know? Someone like Alex, who over here grew up in Chicago, he's always been, like, there's always been a scene around.
There's a central, centralized, right.
And with me, like, I come from a town where sports are, like, the most important thing, really. And that's not a bad thing. I grew up doing sports. But when I started really, like, falling in love with music, I didn't really click with like anyone in my town, or I just didn't know, because the scene's not really big. So I kind of had nothing else to do but to take on like the internet. And it started out with YouTube. Like the YouTube community's really big. I mean, you saw with like Justin Bieber. I'm just thinking of like child. I'm trying to like go back in time and imagine these people who got big off of YouTube. But yeah, like Bieber was a big one. So I saw him and I'm like, oh man, I need to get big in this YouTube scene. And there is a huge YouTube community. And then,
how do they usually respond? To let us in on that. I mean, as a great YouTube community, if you're reaching out to them because you like what they're doing, are they open to response? I mean, is it the kind of thing?
It was
they are?
Weird. Yeah, no, it's more like this is me like entering the game. I didn't really have like I didn't know what to do, and it was just a funny time. Like, you don't really find like the most serious collaborations through YouTube in a way. But I moved to Twitter, and that was obviously...
That was better?
Yeah, because you're just more personal with everyone. It's a personal profile over a YouTube profile.
Right.
And so, yeah, I just started following artists I liked on Twitter.
And how do you do it? How do you collaborate with somebody? Do you say, hey, I'm a vocalist. I would like to be Yanni Beats. Or is it more like, hey, I'd like to wear, I love your stuff. I want to work with you. How do you do it?
Yeah, you just message them. Just direct message. Slide into the DM right there.
What's in the message? I mean, are you what are you selling,
man? Okay, it's like it's really different because this is like 4 or 5 years ago. I don't really do that anymore, but it's more just selling myself and throwing in a SoundCloud link. Really, Twitter also like does group chats. So like if I knew someone, I'd be put into a group chat with like 20 people I've never met before. But now I'm starting to know them, and there's some people in there that I like really am impressed with their sound. And so I direct message them out of the group chat and just like develop a relationship there. So
do you see that discipline of being a young man, a teenager, being able to do that and reach out to people, even in cold situations, and be able to have fruit from that, meaning people actually respond? How does that help you as an artist today at the age of 22? Do you find yourself more open to collaboration? Do you find yourself more open to what you like or getting what you want?
Yeah, I mean, I think collaboration is like the best way to make music because people are offering new ideas and new sounds that you wouldn't have thought of before. So yeah, I'm always open to collaborations, but I'm at the point now where if it's like a random like message to me on Instagram of like someone I don't really know, like I will check out their stuff like secretly, but I'm not like,
yeah,
it's hard to like, this is another topic. It's been hard to adjust saying no to people and like turning people down in a way.
Right, it used to be a very yes kind of culture, but now it's more sophisticated. Well,
yeah, growing, like trying to grow my music, I was trying to collaborate with anyone, but now it's like I kind of have to be picky in a way. But yeah, collaboration is still always there. Even when I said like I'm taking over like the director's chair for all like my future music, and like self-producing it, I'm still gonna have like my friends be there in the studio to help me out and add additional parts.
Pop music is such an interesting genre because we all know pop music because pop music is what's played on the radio or in this case, you know, what's at the top charts in iTunes, things of that nature. There is a fast track to that kind of stuff. You'll see it commercialized big time in the coasts, meaning LA and New York. There are big people making big money off of pop, right?
Yeah.
When we talk about indie pop and the music that you're producing, which has its own style and feel, are you trying to get the attention of that huge corporate environment, or are there other paths for you that could get you to people recognizing your music?
Yeah, I think this is just something like it's so easy to overthink, and it's so easy to feel like I have to do this certain thing in order to get into this environment. And it's something that I've like experimented with, but at the end of the day, it's just like I just need to stay true to myself. If I bring every part of me out into my music and my art, because I'm not just like a musician, like right now I'm working on a video and I'm directing it all and working with a cinematographer and stuff, and it all correlates. It's all, if you see my video, you get you get to see who I am through video. If you hear my music, you get to hear who I am through music. I just think staying true to myself is what's going to get me further in that pop field, I guess. I mean, it is like such a saturated market, but I love like pop music at the same time. So I'm just going to do pop in my own way.
Yeah.
And hopefully it takes off.
I wonder about that too, because a lot of the reviews of the EP were sort of a coming of age about reflecting on your childhood and moving forward into adulthood. The video, I think, is for Breaks with her girlfriend, where you're on the train and the shows. There's a great, you know, I forgot the line, the thing about LSD and it did nothing for me. But there's this idea that you are creating a persona. You're creating a persona with talking about who you were, who you want to be, and also experimenting with the style.
Yeah.
That's a big part of that video. Is that the takeaway for you? Is that the idea that you're sort of figuring out who you are?
Oh, totally. I've had this convo with people for a long time. And it's funny you brought this up, because like this past week, I'm focusing, my music marketing teacher here will appreciate this. I'm focusing on trying to like figure out what's my brand right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing. I could force like a persona, like what some artists do. But I realize I just need to be myself. And who I am is this kid who grew up in a small town, was an introvert, kind of outcasted in a way, moves into a big city, finds himself, figures out parts of his life that he never really knew before, and now is kind of like juxtaposing both lives, where I was raised and now where I'm at. And that's kind of who I am as an artist. And so the Break video does, I think, a good job reflecting that, because I'm still growing, still trying to figure out this life,
right?
My career, I just started, you know, released my first project this year. It's all new to me, and it's always going to be growth.
The EP is called Push Ups. The song is called Ugly, which was just put out. Jack Larson just signed with Closed Sessions this year. And we look forward to new music and following you on your journey as you continue to bring us your voice here in Chicago. So I appreciate it, Jack. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you for having me.
I broke my arm when I was 5. Did my first push up when I was 9. Stop looking under the bed.